This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 3 of Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Todd Kunin and our producer, Cal Hunter. Look, this is the third hour. Gives me the opportunity to win a case or no case. But I'm telling you right now, I'm going to end up with 0 points. We don't have Denise Dirks here, which I'm either equal to or behind. I know that I was going to be able to gain a few points. I literally have lost every single time. Todd has won all the points, and we're in our third hour. We're going to do a case or no case. We're going to talk about Judge Judy trying to eat her contract on TV. We're also going to talk about the Washington NFL owner. I guess that's the Redskins, but they haven't called themselves anything yet. They revealed their helmet. It looks like the almost like the Alabama ones with just red and just the number on the side.
Yeah, the Washington football team, I guess. And the New York Giants did that for a while. They just had the numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of old school looking in one way, but old school is not something that team wants image wise right now.
No, that's exactly right.
We need to shake things up.
There's a little bit going on there with the owner, and we're going to talk about a person that was released for due to COVID-19 from apparently he was a suspect in a case, and we're going to talk about the consent decree if we can get there. And the most important thing we talk about during the third hour is we do a thing called quick takes, where we will kind of wrap things up. And we know, as well as most of you know, you listen to about 7 minutes is what you're going to remember, and we're going to try to help you remember one important thing that that Todd and I had remembered. So remember, we're not giving legal advice. Seek legal counsel. We're talking about general topics of law. If you want to call us, it's 855-LAW-RADIO. We've had a few calls, and thank you for calling us. Sometimes we can't give legal advice over the phone. Some people ask for legal advice. We can't do that. You can bring up a scenario. You can, but what you probably want to do at 855-LAW-RADIO is call in for case or no case, because this is the one that everybody wants to hear, is Cal's case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
I know this has never happened to any of you.
Give me the answer first before we, like, give me the answer and then we'll do it like Jeopardy.
The answer is case or no case.
What's the question?
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute.
What's the question?
After falling asleep in class and being awakened by a teacher smacking her palm down on his desk, a 16-year-old's parents claimed there was serious issue from the hearing loss their child suffered. Vinocios Robacher's father, Sol Robacher, claims that his sleepy son's left ear was resting fully on the desk when his teacher, Melissa Nadeau, slammed her hand down on it so hard that it fractured his eardrum, burst it. Robacher says his son experienced an almost total loss of hearing. Some of his hearing has been restored, although the boy continues to undergo extensive treatments with an ENT. That's your ear, nose, and throat, for those of you listening in communities where initials make no sense. And so the Robachers sought legal counsel. And I ask you, Mr. Kunin, we're going to go first with you this time. Case or no case in the matter of the sleeping student who now, every time the teacher calls his name, looks at her and says, huh?
What? What?
That's how the lawsuit's done.
Yes, yes. And then the hearing miraculously returns.
Yes, they're discussing his hearing at a hearing.
Yes, yes.
Or they may.
Well, okay, so the difficult thing is that I am going first because this is a case that is clearly in Mr. Penny's wheelhouse, given that it would be
that doesn't mean it's a case. He can make it up.
Injury.
Yeah.
So, but the analysis would be such.
If it were.
If it were a case. So I'm going to say it's a case. What the heck? I'm going to say it's a case. I'm going to use a Fred Penny tactic. Not necessarily because I think it's a case, but I'm going to say that it is a case because I'm daring Fred to say no case to try to get points, because I think it would be easier for him to say case to limit. So I'm going to say case. I'm going to say that the kid recovers because, let's face it, whatever the teacher was doing, that led to the damage and led to the injury to the child. And I'm just going to say, yeah, case, kid recover. Kid's family recovers.
Hmm. All right, Mr. Penny, what say you? If a teacher slaps her palm on the desk and it allegedly fractures an alleged eardrum of an alleged math student at an alleged school district in Connecticut, does that make it a case?
So if this is 1960s or 70s, the teacher gets a hero badge and the teacher can do that and wins. I'll tell you, there was a paddle with holes in it that I saw quite a few times in my 1970s school. So
I remember
the answer is back
too.
Then that would have laughed you to the moon. But now, if I'm going to assume this is a recent one, so it's a case, it's about negligence. Is there a duty breach and what were the damages? Don't forget the teacher or school has a higher duty of care, but it just sounds like it's got to be a case, and the kid wins. I think the kid wins. But back in the 70s and 60s, they would have not only slapped the hand on the desk, they would have turned him around and whooped him with a paddle with holes in it.
I said, don't be sleeping in during math class.
Yeah.
Well, here's
and then my dad would have told me, why'd you get spanked? It's your fault.
See, welcome to my world. My dad was a school teacher in the school where I was attending. I couldn't get away with anything.
That's right.
Okay.
All right. Let's find out.
Here's what their attorney said. Alan Berry of Alan Berry and Associates said, the facts we don't have are a complete analysis of the medical condition. There's no question in our mind about what happened and the damage to this child's hearing. So now they want to get into the teacher's personnel file. They want to see if there's any other problems the teacher had. I mean, they're going to eviscerate this teacher. You know,
so it was a case.
Well, let me tell you in a second.
Uh-oh.
And so at the moment, you each get 2 points.
Yes.
Because it is a case that is only in the hearing stage, which, like in California, they have to file a hearing before the school board first,
right,
two times. They have to reject it two times, and then they can file a case.
Yes.
So it's at that hearing stage. So congratulations. Two
Ooh.
Points for you, Fred, finally, and 2 points to Mr. Kunin.
Hearing loss.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
My firm's not handling that one? Probably not. I don't remember.
Well, you're not licensed in Connecticut, right?
Oh, it's Connecticut. Okay.
Yeah. But if you were, you'd be...
Well, actually, I have partners in Connecticut, but yeah, that's true, too. All right. That was an interesting one. The most important part is I got 2 points. You got 6 points. You hit every single one.
Did I get points in the first one?
Yeah, everybody gets 2 points on this one. Who gets
the But you did on the first one, too, didn't you?
I don't think I got
you're
2 points.
You're 2-2-2. Yeah.
Okay. No, you got 6 points. So Todd,
yeah.
6. Fred, 2. We'll remember that.
Yeah,
okay?
it's a sad story for
yes,
Fred.
Yes, yes. So I win here, and then we walk out to our respective cars to drive away, and Fred gets in his car and looks over at me and mouths the words, scoreboard.
Yeah, and Todd puts his keys in the ignition of his vehicle and goes,
yeah.
Get a battery, son.
Yeah, I will have to admit, I think I beat you on that one.
I think you did.
Barely. So. Oh, my gosh. Talk about Judge Judy then, Todd. I can talk about Judge
Judy. You talk about Judge
Judy. All right, so here's the deal. Judge Judy, by the way, she says she's retiring in 2021 or 2022. She's going to retire officially. She's in her 70s, I believe mid-70s, 75, 77.
How much more money does she need?
Yeah, 2021. Yeah. She's worth, what is she, I believe she's paid.
$20 million a year?
No, it's like 40? $40 million. She makes like $40 million a year in doing Judge Judy.
How does she feed her family?
I know, and what I
oh, the humanity.
Oh, gee.
Todd, there's your nephew. There you go.
Hey, Judy.
Single.
How do you like me now, baby?
Todd was just talking about how his car starts only sometimes.
Tell you what,
everything else starts, though, that's for sure.
I got if you don't end up eating that contract, I'll slather some cream cheese. Truly, and see if we can get it down.
Because she said she's going to slather cream cheese on the contract. All right, Todd. Todd's got a date with Judge Judy. We'll be back and talk about her lawsuit.
You know, we should reach out to her people and see if she'd come on the show.
Or come with Todd. Sit down by Todd.
Well, Todd would pass out.
You know, at some places they call the cream cheese smear. I got your smear factor right here.
I don't think so. Radio Law Talk will continue right after this. Please stay tuned.
for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In, ready to grow with you.
At TicketChocolate.com, we believe that simplicity is best. We also know that chocolate is one of life's finest things that can help you savor your greatest moments. Late night visits with old friends, overdue romantic moments, and quiet mornings all to yourself. See their wide variety, like hot chocolate sticks or creamy marshmallows, and a lot more at TicketChocolate.com. They remind busy people like you to take time for the pleasure small things can give. TicketChocolate.com, where simplicity is best.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's P-E-N.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Impacting.com.
Are you serious?
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
So it's kind of complicated, this Judge Judy thing. It's all about what happened. There's allegations that an individual that worked for CBS. There's a, on the CBS board of directors, in order to approve any purchase or sale of anything, it has to be worth more than $100 million.
Hey, Judy, baby, I'm worth more than $100 million.
Yeah, that's exactly. Tosh turning it. So what happens is this individual by the name of, I can't remember his name, one of the, this individual that wants to sell the back episode catalog of Judge Judy, which is worth a lot of money. It's like selling her all the shows that she's done.
Judge Judy, I will buy your back catalog in a heartbeat. I have no inner monologue.
But anyway, here's the deal. $95 million he sells it for, apparently, without the board agreeing to it.
And baby, you worth every penny.
That's exactly right. Because he wanted to go into the $100 million deal. So this company by the name of, let's see, I can't remember the name of the company.
Was it Sony Viacom? It wasn't.
No. It's a small company that gets 5% of any profits made from Judge Judy, and they're arguing that this 5% that was never paid to them of the $95 million, and apparently they sold it, and somehow
Rebel Entertainment Partners.
Yeah, Rebel Entertainment Partners. That's right. And somehow it came back. I don't understand it. I can't remember exactly what happened, but it was some weird deal about he sold it, then they brought it back. And they never got their 5%.
Yeah, and one thing is, so I think it was Les Moonves, the former CBS guy. So he had worked it so that the only time a deal went before the board of directors for review was if it was for $100 million or more. Well, it just so happened that the Judge Judy deal was worth $95 million, so it didn't have to go for that review. And that's what this guy is saying, is that there was that stuff. But I'm saying Judge Judy, you know.
And she says she'll do what?
She says that this lawsuit has no merit at all. And if it was found to have merit, she'd take cream cheese, she'd toast the contract, slather it up with cream cheese, and she'd eat it on live television.
And she said there's no such contract.
And she says if you could produce a contract that has my signature and your signature on the same page, then we'll do that. She says no such contract exists. And I'm sitting there saying, you know, baby, you and I got like a 25-year age difference. You're 77 and I am not, but I don't care. I can't get enough of you.
Judge Judy, there it is. You got your man. I don't know, is she married?
She is married right now. Aww. Her husband's going to look for me with a lead pipe in a dark alley when we're done with the show.
She's married.
I'm hoping he's not catching the show today.
Yes.
I'm sure Judge Judy's sitting there with her feet up listening to our show.
I'm sure she is.
You know, she probably says, I got a show to do tomorrow. Let me listen to the Radio Law Talk and get a little bit of advice.
See what they say.
So the Washington Redskins, now called just Washington.
Washington football team.
Yeah. Because they're trying to figure out a name. Should we give them a name? Is there any names we should give them? Can we help them out? I know what they should call them. Seriously. The Washington Law Talk.
I would say in today's climate of political correctness, I think Washington Law Talk.
How about the Washington jury?
Is a good Washington jury?
How about Washington COVID?
I'm waiting for them to say the Washington non-binaries. That would just be fitting for today's
How about the Washington neutrals?
No, they're not going to go there because it's too easy for opposing teams to say, well, the Washington neutered are coming into town. they got to avoid anything that can be construed in a negative fashion by their opponents.
No pejorative interpretation allowed?
Yes.
Yeah, because now apparently scientists are now removing all of the offensive names of the constellations. That just came out yesterday.
Oh, well, I think there's our list of offensive names? 10,463,000 things?
They've got a lot of work to do. Let's just
put it. What are they going to do about the planet Uranus?
It's not a planet anymore, remember?
Well, no, Pluto's not a planet.
Oh, it's Pluto. Oh, well, there's the problem.
Uranus is still big.
Why, thank you.
The Washington NFL team owner, Daniel Snyder, is suing the India company that's an online company.
Sorry, Cal, you walked right into that one. I'm out there fishing. Oh, I got one.
Yes.
Sorry.
For defamation, which defamation is slander and libel. Now, listen. Okay, let's talk briefly about defamation, libel, and slander. What's the difference between libel and slander? Libel is if you write it. Slander is if you say it, right?
Right.
Now, there's two distinct issues you have to look at in any liable slander case. And that is the individual known to be a normal common citizen, or are they a public figure? And the situation here, as Daniel Snyder is suing for defamation, this India-based online media company, for supposedly hinting that he is part of the Epstein tribe, somehow is tied in with Epstein. Yes.
Redskin tribe. That was nice, Fred. That
was a good anyway, to make a long story short, he's suing. Now, what he has to do is he has to show, as a public figure, and he admits he's a public figure, he, and again, jurisdictions differ, so I'm going to give you a general overview, that this online India-based media company acted with actual malice, and by knowingly or falsely or recklessly disregard or was reckless in the disregard for the truth.
With intent to do him economic harm is one of
to do him harm. And so it's a higher standard for a public official person. You have to show actual malice where you don't in if it's a private person. So that's what's going on. And he said he's going to donate any of the proceeds recovered in this lawsuit to charity. But they are alleging or hinting in this online piece that he was tied in with Epstein in some way. But, you know, knowing Epstein, those of you who don't know who he was the guy that, quote, died in jail that was taking young underage females all over the place in his jet and stuff. That guy was everywhere. As in, I think everybody in Washington, D.C. or New York has met him once or twice.
Could be.
But anyway, so that's where we're going on that. So anyway, he's seeking, I thought you were going to say something, $10 million in damages.
Are they alleging any sexual impropriety on his
that's
part?
Well, they're hinting that he was part of this, and that's why he says it makes him look like he is.
All I'm going to say is this. About 10 years ago, maybe a little longer, he took a very controversial stand. Daniel Snyder Dewey says, we will never change the name of his team.
Yeah.
If you're going to do that, you put a target on your back for all sorts of lawsuits.
Okay. We'll be back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. That's 800-814-5108.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
After spending the day on Capitol Hill, Secretary of the Treasury Steven Mnuchin is beginning to get frustrated as the Democrats and the Republicans cannot come up with a deal to get schools reopened properly.
Time is very important. That's why we're here. We have schools that are getting ready to open. We have kids that need to be protected as they go back to school. We want to make sure that the states have enough money to open the schools safely. Now, the president would like us to make a deal. Unfortunately, we did not make any progress today. We discussed the same issues. I think if we can reach an agreement on state and local and unemployment, we will reach an overall deal. And if we can't, we can't.
Secretary Mnuchin said that President Trump will likely take executive action on some of the relief proposals, including unemployment, if they are not able to break the deadlock with the Democrats. This is USA Radio News.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Is this real life?
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny.
We got so many things we're talking about here. We're just enjoying ourselves, Todd, Cal, and I. Remember, if you want to call in, 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-LAW-RADIO. We've been kind of joking around and having a good time, and we do like to on Radio Law Talk, but there is some really serious, sad issues that occur that we talk about of these cases. But in Virginia, there's a rape suspect that is in jail, awaiting up, I believe it's his sentence.
He was awaiting trial.
He had a pre-trial hearing. That's right.
A preliminary hearing, and as a result, the victim testified at the preliminary hearing, and so he was held in custody pending trial.
That's exactly right. Okay. So this is, and then, but this was back in April is when he was released. So it wasn't like just recently, but he was released in April due to COVID. Because he claims, hey, COVID-19, I need to get out. And what did he do? He absolutely found this victim that testified against him, and in late July killed her. Allegedly
killed
her.
That's the allegation being made
against
him. Yeah.
Against him. Allegedly killed him. So now killed her. Now they're awaiting a trial on that issue, too, not just the rape, but
here's the good news.
Yeah.
The judge in the case ordered him to not leave his house unless he was visiting with his lawyer.
That's right.
So it goes to show you sometimes these intentions and these pieces of paper that people think are protection just aren't.
No, that guy's not going to listen to that.
This is a terrible situation.
We've seen this happen. You know, who was the guy, the Trump lawyer, Michael Cohen, and how he was, they tried to take him back into custody, claiming that he failed the terms of his release. Well, he's supposed to serve it at home, and he was supposed to serve his time at home, right?
Right.
And one of the things that they found was that he was...
Was this? I didn't hear this.
Yeah,
this,
he was. That's one of the bases on which they took him back into custody.
Is he back in again? I didn't know that.
And they took him back in, and then the judge said no. He fought against the judge, disagreed with the Justice Department, said no, he's got to go back into home confinement because the judge interpreted this as just an attempt by the DOJ to keep him from releasing his book. But the fact of the matter was he was spotted at a restaurant. That's not home confinement.
Well, it was close to his house.
Yeah,
I don't like that guy for one reason. It's not a Trump thing. Everyone's like, oh, you're for Trump. No, I don't like the guy because it's an attorney-client privilege thing. He is Trump's attorney, and he should have shut his mouth because it's only Trump that can release the attorney-client privilege stuff. Oh, he doesn't care. He got disbarred, but still, as your ethical violation, that's an ethical violation. It's your attorney. Your attorney is not. You're not supposed to talk about that stuff.
Look, when the sanction for violating the attorney-client privilege is a loss of your bar license, and really nothing much beyond that, then somebody who's already going to lose their bar license because they've been convicted of a felony, they've got nothing to lose. If you want to increase the teeth on that, and I agree with you, Fred, it's the fact that he did that really bothers me.
Right.
If you want to increase the teeth on what happens if that provision is violated, if you want to keep that sacrosanct, you need to increase the penalty for somebody that violates it.
So here's the other interesting thing I want to talk about. This is back to the Virginia rape case and the murder, alleged murder of this person who accused this man of raping her. I wonder, did the judge or was the victim told we're letting him out? Because he was released on $25,000 bond, and the prosecutors were vehemently objecting to this, but he was still let out. And allegedly did this heinous crime.
I don't know what the law is in Virginia. I know in other jurisdictions, California included, there is... do you remember back in, 2008, there was the big push to amend the California Constitution about gay marriage, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that was Prop 8. Well, there was another proposition in that one. It was Prop 9, and it amended the Constitution of the state of California to include what they call victims' rights, where victims of crimes have certain rights.
Right, I remember that.
And one of those rights is to be informed when somebody is released from custody. And that's a right in California. It's a right in a lot of jurisdictions. I don't know about Virginia, although I would have to hope that if the victim was not notified by the jail, by the judge, or anybody else, that the prosecutors at least would have said, hey, this guy's getting out.
They did. She was informed of this. My understanding is that she was informed within a few days of his release.
But that's April, and it happens in July, April, May, June, July, so 3 months.
Yeah.
But I guess it's like, oh, he's going to pay for this. Well, apparently he shot himself, and he tried to commit suicide, and he's supposedly in bad shape right now. But that's what I understand, is he apparently shot himself as of Thursday. He was in grave condition.
Yeah.
So who knows what's going to happen. But sad. That you release these criminals and this gal who let me tell you, a very brave woman, obviously, that stood up there, testified against this guy for raping her, and sure enough, he gets let out and goes and allegedly.
Okay, so here's my question. Now you guys are smarter than I am. I bow to your intellectual superiority.
Oh, can you do that, please?
No, I do. I mean, I'm serious. Just like I did Princess Diana.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What was the judge thinking? Here's a rapist. Oh, well, let's just let him out.
Well, he hadn't been his trial hadn't started. It was
how does his concern over COVID trump a rape victim? This is what I'm saying.
I agree.
Sometimes this illogical stuff that comes out of the courts makes people look at the whole situation and go, what the junk is going on
especially
here?
Especially when we were being told back in April and March that, well, only the lower level offenders are being, we're doing this so that we can continue to house those that are the higher level offenders.
And you're putting in Lori Loughlin into jail.
Yes.
Not that I'm against that she didn't do something wrong. Why are you putting Lori Loughlin in jail? She's not going to go out and murder someone, you know, to my knowledge. At least the odds are slim and none compared to this guy who you're letting out who allegedly raped a girl who went up and testified against him. If I was the father of that girl, I would be 24/7 guarding her.
And if I was to the people of that state, I'd be going after that judge either by recall or
he retired. But, he retired.
Oh, well, isn't that convenient? Somebody had to go after his retirement money.
Yeah, he retired.
I look at this and I say that there's a couple of things that are different to me about this case. And again, admittedly, I don't practice law and have never practiced in Virginia. I practice just over the border in Tennessee. I was in Bristol, Tennessee, which half of Bristol is Bristol, Virginia. The other half is Bristol, Tennessee.
You're sure it's not Bristol?
Bristol, yeah. But I know in some jurisdictions when I practice, it's not very common that you have victims actually testify at the preliminary hearing. Like, for example, in the state of California, the officer will testify to what the victim told me because there's a hearsay exception, right? And so typically when the prosecutor puts the victim on the stand, it's in the state of California, it has to do with testing the veracity of the victim's claim versus the defendant's claim. And so maybe there are those issues there, but any issues about the credibility of the victim have been, in my opinion, completely negated by the act of the defendant in taking her life once he's released. Because now, whether there was or was not a credibility issue on the part of the victim, if you shot her for making the allegation, then it really makes you look like you did it. Right? Because you're just trying to shut her up. And it worked because you killed her, allegedly, with everything that's going on. But
I don't know what else.
But you know, there's just any defense that there might have been based upon procedure, formalities, anything, get thrown out the door, out the window, because of the conduct of the defendant once he was released.
And now they're going to say, well, he's handicapped because of the bullet wound that he inflicted upon himself, so he can't possibly go back to prison. He might catch the COVID when he's handicapped. And I think a real judge might look at that and say, oh, well, that's a risk you're going to have to take, son.
Yeah, tough.
Yeah, I don't know. He might not live, though. He's in pretty bad shape. We'll have to see what happens. But sad news. It does kind of just make you a little bit mad. I mean, and again, we're politically neutral, but come on, there's common sense here, people. And that's you know, you got this victim that's being so brave, and we just taunt him that way. There's a thing called the Paramount Consent Decree. And I don't know if we're going to have enough time to go over it, but let me just go over what this is from the 1940s. So this is basically in the before 1940s, and this is when movies were starting out in the very beginning. The issue was you have those individuals, those like Paramount some of the other, I'm trying to think of the
like
other
big studios, Warner
the big
Brothers.
Warner Brothers, yeah. Okay. And what they did is they had to divest their interest or ownership in the movie theaters because it's kind of a conflict. They would own the movie theaters and they would own the movie studios. And so that was a big issue in the 1930s, and let me tell you how it applies today and what the courts are doing today with the Paramount consent decree. It will affect all of us. We'll be back.
So it's just like an antitrust thing, just categorically?
Exactly right.
All right, stay tuned. As Fred told you, there's more Radio Law Talk coming right up. Our final segment will be in your ears, on your radio, on your streaming device, right after this. Don't go away.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
If you're one of those, silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. Silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at Silverlungs.com. That's Silverlungs.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Boys are weird. Oh, that's dumb.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Hold on for our last segment. This is like when you were talking to the jury and you're doing your closing arguments, and then you can see them starting to nod off, and you're going, dang it, got to get to the end as quick as we can.
Shoot.
Before they come on, they're falling asleep already. We're talking about this Paramount consent decree. Amazon and the theaters are struggling now to actually survive, and who brings this is basically the Trump administration to throw this out, you know, this type of a law out, because they're saying, you know, it's antiquated, they don't use it anymore, because originally the way it worked, and Todd was discussing this with me, is they basically the studios owned everything, isn't that right?
They did. So the consent decree came out back when silent films were still a thing. You know, Cal used to go there all the time.
Many a time.
Yes. And essentially the studio, let's see, they the directors were all employees, the studio produced it, the actors, the writers, they were all studio employees, and then the studio, they owned the prints, they owned the distribution, and they owned all the movie theaters. So if a movie was made, the general public is sitting there saying, the movie studio is saying to the public, you will see what we want you to see, and that is it.
Well, it's like certain brands of gasoline you buy today. It's a closed-loop system from
yes.
the ground to your car.
Right? And so because the public was denied, essentially, the choice to decide what movies they wanted to see and they didn't want to see, they were being told that. The government came in under the Sherman Antitrust Act and broke it up, prohibiting studios from owning the theaters. The theaters could show whatever they wanted, regardless of where it came from. Well, now there are so many venues that those who want to see films can see them in Netflix, Hulu, television, so many different venues. You're not limited to just the theater. That the theaters are struggling to stay alive,
right.
afloat. And the government came in and said, okay, this consent decree has outlived its usefulness. Judge, can you put an end to it? And this judge has done so. And it's a two-year sunset period, so it's going to be winding down over 2 years, but it will start immediately.
What I'm shocked about is this. Ready for this? It's a shocker. The government actually took a law away. I had a friend one time said, this is what government should do. For every law you make, you got to take one away. Because there's so many thousands and hundreds of thousands of laws, you can't keep up with all of them. Here's one that actually said, you know what? Let's take one away that just is no longer useful. So I think I agree with it. And we're going to see what's going to happen over in the next 2 years. If the theaters survive, Todd,
oh, exactly.
Which is a real question.
Which is a real question,
yeah.
And whether or not they go, well, let's not do the sunset period of 2 years. Let's talk about 1 month, because I'm telling you, the AMC theaters and a lot of these other chains.
They're trying to do anything they can.
They're struggling.
And
so that rolls right into this segment of movie theaters are saying New Jersey are suing, saying if the religious... if churches are allowed to open under the First Amendment, so are we. And how's that, Todd?
Yeah, so the First Amendment protects freedom of speech, and it also protects freedom of religion. Both of those arise under the First Amendment to the Constitution. So let's go to the state of New Jersey, where the government in New Jersey had allowed the opening of certain religious centers for the Sunday worship services. But they continued to have a ban on people going to movie theaters to go see movies. And the Association of Movie Theater Owners, they took exception to that, saying, well, whoa, hold on a second here. How is going to a church service different than going to a movie theater? They're very similar. That's an important buzzword, because there's the Equal Protection Clause, which says that entities that are similarly situated should be treated the same way. So they're saying, we are similarly situated to the churches, and if they're open, we ought to be allowed to open. And that's the lawsuit that's going forward here between the governor of New Jersey and the New Jersey government and this entity representing the movie theaters. Now, there are arguments on both sides. I think that the argument being raised by the government is, well, it, as an assembly, sure, you guys are similarly situated, but in terms of what goes on there and who goes, you are not. A couple of the arguments in favor of the government's allowing the churches to open versus the theaters is that churches, by and large, will have a larger groups of families that are in the same household that go to the same church, whereas those who go to movie theaters are probably more disparate. Maybe you have one or two people.
I don't know.
Well, whether you agree with it or not, that's the argument they're making.
Yeah. I don't know if I agree with that.
On the other hand, if the churches wanted to make a quick buck, they could say, come in, hear a sermon, and see the latest Johnny Depp film.
There you go.
The other issue here is that the theaters also wanted to reopen their concession stands and the concessions, the popcorn, the drinks and all that, which causes more interaction than you would have at a church service, where maybe that type of interaction among people that are not in the same household would be the same. So it's back and forth. I think that the biggest offense that the group suing on behalf of the theaters took to was the argument on behalf of the government that, and they put it in their brief, that somehow religious organizations are entitled to more relief than others. And this group comes back and says, well, how can you say that? Both, the rights to do both arise under the First Amendment. How can you say that one clause of the First Amendment is worthy of more protection than the other? Which is an interesting argument. You know, and so you've got these things. Now, I look at these two cases here that we've just talked about, the consent decree, relaxing those restrictions, and this case here with movie theaters that are struggling to stay open. Before the relaxing of the consent decree, I could see movie theaters turning to Hollywood saying, hey, can you float us loans so we can stay open so that we can still you can still have a venue to distribute your product?
And you know what Hollywood said? Well, actually, we do. They can go into their home now and get us off Netflix or whatever.
It's called Netflix on the sharp 85-inch screen.
Or Hollywood could also be saying this. Well, wait a second. Normally, we'd help you out to give a loan, but they just relaxed the rules on us actually owning your movie theater. So why would I give you a loan to keep you afloat, where if I just bide my time and let things go on Netflix and Hulu, I can swoop in and buy the dang thing
right.
and actually run it on my own? Why would I pay you?
Here's the argument. Now Netflix has their own studios making their own shows, and so is Amazon. And I think Hulu hasn't yet, but they might. I think you're going to have these online streaming companies start competing against the Paramounts and
here's the thing. I've seen a lot of those as I have been social distancing and quarantining in place, and you can really tell the difference in production quality between a Netflix-based film and one that, say, Spielberg does
right.
from Hollywood. They ain't the same.
What's more, Walmart is apparently dipping its toe into the movie exhibition business by actually, I just got a request from one of their advertising agencies saying, hey, we might have a drive-in movie at one of our stores. Will you help us promote that if we do that? So they're going to clear out a parking lot, put a screen up on the side of the store, put up some big old speakers, and have the drive-in at the Walmart.
You know, so drive-ins are probably going to come back.
I imagine.
Yeah, drive-ins would be the perfect way to go see a movie and still maintain social. You're watching a film literally in a bubble.
Yeah. Exactly.
And I think the cars are a little more comfortable now than they were back then.
I believe.
But that was no fun. The fun part was in the back of the pickup with the mattress or the big beanbag chairs, watching it, hanging out with your friends. And there was lots of social distancing because, no, we never talked to the other cars around us and friends didn't come. No,
Fred, or sneaking into the back of the Buick. That was always fun.
I beg to differ. That was not the most fun at a drive-in, but I believe the rating of this show prevents us from saying what the ultimate
definition
of
fun.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yes, I'm sure you don't.
Well, I know this. I know you have some takes on this, some quick takes, shall we say, Fred. I bet you have one.
Sure, I've got one. Hey, Judge Judy, you say you're going to eat a contract in your case against you if they find such a contract? I tell you, I wouldn't put cream cheese on it. Too many calories. Put some mustard on it.
There you go. Mr. Kunin, you have a quick take, I'm sure.
I have a quick take, four words. Judge Judy, call me.
We'll do lunch.
She's married.
Whatever.
Hey, thanks for being with us. We'll be next week, 9 to noon. We'll have Denise Dirks back. Thanks, Cal. Thanks, Todd.
Thank you.
I'm Fred Kinney, your host.
And thanks for turning us on here on Radio Law Talk. We'll see you next time. Until then, have a great day. Great week.
Have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.